Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
Alright folks, we are coming to you from our lovely hotel room over at the Roadway Inn, right near the Electronic Entertainment Expo. I'm joined by my good buddy Hamsterman2049.
Hi everybody.
And we have just finished watching the Bethesda press event. This is their first one.
Yes.
And I'm actually surprised that they've never done a press event before.
I know, yeah. They've gotten so big over the last few years, it was only a matter of time, I feel like.
Well, I wouldn't say they've gotten big over the last few years. They've always been big. They've always been about innovation. They brought us Wolfenstein. They brought us Doom. They brought us Fallout. They brought us Elder Scrolls. They brought us some of the biggest games out there. So it comes as a big surprise that after this many years, they're finally doing it.
Yeah.
And I have to say, they really did a phenomenal job for their first time.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it was a phenomenal job for their first press event.
And just about everything they talked about, almost everything they talked about, was practically a grand slam. You got the reveal of Doom. You got Dishonored 2.
Yep.
You've got Fallout 4.
Yep.
And am I missing any, actually?
Well, they did talk about Battlecry and Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, two games that... Okay, I was interested in Battlecry when I was seeing posters of it last year at E3.
Uh-huh.
But after seeing it in action, I don't know. It feels like another Team Fortress clone to me.
Sure. You know, honestly, they look like perfectly neat things that I just don't have time for with all the other stuff I'm going to end up playing.
Right. And with all due respect to the Elder Scrolls series, you know, I give them a lot of credit for what they do, but for me, Elder Scrolls Online, it just really doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
And I'm speaking from my own personal experience. I'm not saying Elder Scrolls Online sucks, because I know it doesn't suck. It's just that from my personal experience, I just can't really get into it.
Sure. That's fair.
Alright, but why don't we talk about the good things?
Yes.
Let's start off with motherfucking Doom!
Yeah! Doom!
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Seeing it in action, I mean, I've been looking forward to this since they announced it. It wasn't like, they announced it at QuakeCon officially.
Right.
But, beforehand, they had said, hey, if you buy Wolfenstein The New Order, you get to sign up for the Doom beta when that's ready to come out.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised we didn't hear anything about that beta during this press conference.
Same here. So I'm wondering if they're going to be revealing a little bit more about that during the convention.
Right. I think we can safely say, though, at this point, that beta is going to be for the multiplayer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the multiplayer does look great. Now, I've been slowly and trying to get more into multiplayer stuff, and, you know, a game like Splatoon on Nintendo has certainly helped me out with that.
Definitely.
But, you know, Doom is classic. Doom is where practically this whole first-person shooter genre really got the kick in the pants it's been needing.
Sure.
Back in 1995 when it released.
Absolutely.
So...
The multiplayer in there actually really looks... From what I saw, it reminded me a lot of Unreal Tournament.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, really fast-paced, bunch of different crazy weapons. I was never really very much good at Unreal Tournament, but it looks fun.
Right. And the fact that you can create your own levels.
Yes.
Something that the Doom community has been doing for many years, and Bethesda has applauded them, and to reward them, where they are making it official.
Yeah.
And I am so happy about that because, You know, I've always wanted to create my own Doom level, but I've never had the talent to just dig deep into the game's code and rearrange a level to my liking.
Uh-huh.
This makes it easy. This makes it so anybody can do it. Odds are there's going to be some that are going to be total crap because they're probably just going to give it a try and see what it's like, but they're going to be the elaborate created levels that I'm going to be looking forward to.
Yeah, obviously, you're talking about Snap Map specifically.
Yes, Snap Map.
Yeah, that it looks really cool, and they made it sound so robust, like you could practically create your own game mode with it.
Practically, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And they mentioned cooperative stuff, which, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not super great at that type of multiplayer stuff, so whenever they drop the co-op word, I'm like, yes, I want to play more of that, because then we're all working together instead of...
against each other.
Yeah.
Right. So we talked a lot about multiplayer, single-player mode, the actual campaign.
Yeah.
Going back up to space, diving down into hell.
Mm-hmm.
Looks so good.
Yes.
And let me just say this. I applaud Bethesda, because they did this also with Wolfenstein The New Order.
Yeah.
I applaud that they are going the old school route, where every gun you pick up, you keep.
Yep.
Because I, for one, am pissed that when you play a game like Call of Duty or Battlefield, you only get the one main weapon, and then you get the secondary weapon.
Uh-huh.
Well, for me, I want all the guns.
Yes.
And I want the chainsaw. You saw me while it was happening. I was just going...
Yeah.
There's this whole chainsaw segment where he's just mowing down the demons one by one.
Oh, me too. I was laughing maniacally the entire time. It was great.
And what I like too, because at first it seemed like, alright, it's probably going to be the same like animation every time when you cut someone out with a chainsaw. Nope.
Right.
That one lost his head, that one got sliced in half, that one went the other way. I don't know how many different ways you're going to be able to slice somebody, but it looked good and unique every time.
Yeah, and there was practically some Mortal Kombat X type splitting people apart tech in there too, because that looked really interesting.
There was a part in this demo where the guy took the demon's own leg and smashed his face in with said leg.
Yes.
I have never seen a game do that before.
That's pretty awesome.
But here's my question, because the way that campaign demo ends, you see that sort of skeletal monster creature. Do you know what the official name of that creature is?
No.
I don't know it off the top of my head, but he rips off your character's arms.
Ugh.
So, is this a prelude? Mm. And then you get to meet a new character? Or does your protagonist get a bit of an arsenal upgrade?
Oh, yeah. That could be interesting. I don't know.
But
I mean, it could easily just be a death animation. But it could be indicative of something else, yeah.
Absolutely. He could be full-on, like Jax from Mortal Kombat, remember? When he had his arms ripped off, he got some brand new metallic ones.
Yep.
Could be the same thing that happens here in Doom.
Seems definitely like a thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm. And what's good, too, is we're not going to have to... Alright, it's a bit of a wait. Spring 2016, coming out for PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've got plenty of things to bide our time while we wait for Doom.
We mentioned
the demo, or the beta rather, but we've also got, first and foremost, they're re-releasing Dishonored in a pure definitive edition for PS4 and Xbox One.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And you get all the DLC for it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that because I played Dishonored at E3 when it was first introduced, back when people were still talking about Skyrim and all that.
Right.
And I was impressed with Dishonored, but I never got the chance to actually play the game. And
oh, really?
I felt really bad about that.
Oh, great. Well, then this is a great opportunity for you. It's a real fun game.
I know it is, because I watch people play it. And it's like, oh, why didn't I jump onto that? And here's the thing, too. I actually got it for, like, the games for gold for free on my Xbox 360, and I still haven't played it yet!
Oh my gosh. Well, now you can play the Definitive Edition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Dishonored 2, which was probably the worst-kept secret of the last 24 hours...
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Yeah.
It looks great. And I like how you can now choose two different protagonists. You can do the male Connor character, and then you had Emily, the female protagonist of this game.
Yeah, I really liked her little tentacle grabby thing that she did a bunch of times in that demo.
And what it looks like, too, from what I heard, is that both playing these two characters, you're not going to have the same campaigns. You got two totally separate campaigns from playing these two characters.
Yeah, I always love it when they do that. Really, really adds a lot to the game. I think I'm probably gonna jump into Emily first.
Same here.
You know, because I've already played as what was the name of the main guy from
First Dishonored?
From the first Dishonored?
Connor.
Yeah, yeah. So I played as him. That's fine. I'm interested in jumping into the new character. But if it is basically a different campaign for each character, I'll jump into him afterward. That could be fun, too.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And, of course, the last thing that they talked about, Fallout 4, which is basically everything the video game.
Yes, it is everything the video game.
It's your campaign. It's your battle. You can rebuild the city.
Yep.
You could do everything. I am not kidding you when I say you can do everything. Well, I wouldn't say everything. It won't cook you breakfast in the morning. It won't caress you in the evening.
They're just holding that info back. They don't want to get people too excited. It'll cook your breakfast before it gets released. I'm starting to not doubt that.
But I'm just amazed. You can customize a character. You can play as male or female. Yep. However you customize a character, that's what your baby's going to look like too.
That's super cool. I thought it was really cool that they actually recorded a bunch of different names so that characters can actually call you your name.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really cool. Normally, in games like that, I'll go for, like, a fake name.
Yeah, the one that will, you know, one of the generic names that they'll force you to choose.
Yeah, but in this one, I'll put my own name in there.
Same here. I would like for this robot. That robot did sound familiar. I did notice one of the voices. Was that John Cleese?
I think so. I think...
One of the voices, not the main voice, but there was another voice you heard in that robot that sounded just like John Cleese.
I could be wrong, but I believe... I think Codsworth was in Fallout 3. I think. I'd have to double-check on that. I think if not, it's very similar to the robot you had in your home in Fallout 3.
And then... Just the reveal of the collector's edition that's coming out.
Yeah.
The Pip-Boy.
Yeah.
The Pip-Boy, being able to wear it, I made the comment on Twitter, it looks like what the World's Fair back in the 1950s would have assumed that the Apple Watch would have been like.
Yeah, pretty much.
And what you could do, too, is you can actually put your own iPhone in there, and you can use the app in-game, and it's going to coincide with what your character does in Fallout 4.
Yep.
Kind of similar to what Grand Theft Auto 5 did with the iFruit.
Sure, yeah.
And then, another big surprise for us to wait for Fallout 4, they came out with another game, Fallout Shelter, which was released at the precise end of the Bethesda event.
It has finished downloading on my phone.
It has finished downloading on my iPad.
I will be playing it as soon as we are done.
Same here. Until we have to go off and do our next thing, whatever that's going to be.
Yeah, sure.
But Fallout 4, first of all, it looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
First, the concept art that they were showing before they were even showing off the in-game footage was beautiful.
Absolutely.
And the fact that they've been working on this game since 2009, so it's had a six-year run, and the fact that they kept it so secret for so many years, that is beyond impressive for Bethesda to do. In an era where it's so hard to keep shit quiet.
Yep. I mean, you know, we've all kind of suspected for quite a while, but they've managed to keep it under official confirmation wraps for quite a long time. That's really impressive of them.
Right. We knew that there was going to be a Fallout 4. We just didn't know when there was going to be a Fallout 4.
Yeah. I think a lot of people were really expecting it last year. But, hey, I'll take it this year.
Speaking of
taking it this year, November 10th.
Yes, November 10th. I was expecting next year, honestly. I was expecting to see a June, blah, 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 2016 release date. Coming out in November.
I was preparing myself to accept that eventuality, but still hoping for 2015, and my hopes were rewarded, and I'm very happy about
considering
that.
The fact that the first teaser came out just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And for the game to actually be coming out in the same year, that rarely ever happens. Because whenever a teaser for a game comes out, it's going to be a year wait, and then they delay it for another year and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But Bethesda's like, nope. Here's when it's coming out. You're getting it this year. Don't have to wait too long. Get a beautiful collector's edition, which I think I've said this in the past. I'm not really big into collector's editions. The only one that I really bought was for Batman Arkham City.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 is going to be another exception to the rule, because I want that Pip-Boy around my arm. I want to be carrying that around the city. I know I'm going to probably look like some hipster douchebag with the Pip-Boy around my wrist everywhere I go, but I don't care. It looks awesome.
You know what?
I implore all of you listeners out there to do the same if you buy the collector's edition. I want you to be... Well, you can't really take selfies of you wearing it, because you're probably going to be using said phone with the Pip-Boy.
Yeah. For sure.
I gotta say, Bethesda, you guys did a phenomenal job for your first presser event.
Props, Bethesda. I am just blown away by the stuff you've shown today. I'm super excited for everything.
Rarely ever flubs. We saw a little bit of a glitch here and there behind them in the screen, but that was the only thing.
Hey.
There was no screw-ups by Bethesda whatsoever.
We've
been to press events by the bigger companies, and like halfway through the demo, it like freezes on them. Nothing like that happened here.
Yep. The only glitch that I happened to notice during that whole press event was my absence in a chair.
Yeah. Especially at the reveal of those figurines that everybody at that event is getting. Oh, the swag! The swag! Why can I not get the swag?
I know. I want it.
I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I want that swag. Maybe I'll put them with my Splatoon amiibos.
Yes, I would put them next to my amiibos.
So, final thoughts on this Bethesda presser.
I thought that they did a fantastic job. They started really strong with Doom. I'm a huge fan of Doom. I actually read a novelization of A Knee Deep in the Dead when I was a little kid, funnily enough.
When actual video game novelizations were good.
Yes. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but one of my favorite books growing up was actually the novelization of the video game The Dig.
Okay.
LucasArts.
Yeah. That's legit right there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, real excited about Doom. I could not be more excited for Fallout 4. I just baffled at how much they were able to cram in there.
They fit in like Minecraft, because you could rebuild the city however you wanted. You could put turret systems. You can do so much with Fallout 4, and it's amazing. I have a feeling that Fallout 4 is going to be the biggest video game experience anyone's going to have currently.
Absolutely.
Once that game comes out, it's going to just be wall-to-wall nonstop craziness. And you know what? I'm also happy, too, that the fact that it's taking place in Boston, my hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dishonored 2. Can't forget about Dishonored 2.
Dishonored 2, I'm happy about. I know they didn't reveal a release date. It's going to come out when it's ready.
Yes.
But for now, we've got our own other parkour video game of Mirror's Edge Catalyst to bide our time, which I'm probably more excited about at the moment than Dishonored 2.
But that's another recording for another day.
Yes, absolutely. So, Bethesda, fantastic job on there. Even though not all the games you showed off piqued my interest, because I can't say I love everything, because that would make me seem like a yes man for everything.
Sure.
But I will say, what I was interested in, you nailed it.
Absolutely.
You did a fantastic job, and I honestly cannot wait to see what's in store next from you guys. How are you going to top next year, honestly? How are you going to top your presser for next year?
I can't see a way that they would do it, which makes me excited to see them try.
Exactly. All right, folks, we are going to move on to the next presser event, hopefully. So keep on listening in.
All right.